This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. We are about 3 weeks out from the election, and I'm here to tell you today that it looks like a very high probability that Trump is going to win this election, probably with an electoral landslide. Right now, I'm predicting something on the order of 370 electoral votes for Trump. And, you know, the Democrats, obviously they're trying to gaslight the entire nation, just like they did in 2016 with their fake rigged polls. But the thing is, we know they're faked. We know how they're rigging the polls. So when they contact people to take their polls, where they claim Joe Biden is ahead across the whole country, when they reach out to so-called Republicans for the polls, we can see by the zip codes that they're using that they're actually reaching out to Republicans that are in very progressive areas. In other words, they're finding Republicans, but they're finding them in suburbs or close to the downtown areas, instead of asking rural Republicans, who really make up the largest part of the Republican base across the country, more rural or farther away from the cities. So they specifically avoid polling those people. And then they oversample Democrats in their polls as well. So they'll have, you know, they'll call, let's say, 5,000 Democrats, and then they'll call only 3,000 Republicans to get their poll. And then the 3,000 Republicans they do call are Republicans in progressive areas closer to the city. And so that's how Joe Biden is, quote, leading. It's all rigged. It's all faked. But the way we know that the Democrats know that Trump is going to win is because Nancy Pelosi is out there going insane over the 25th Amendment, trying to put together a commission to remove a future president from office by invoking the 25th Amendment. She's openly talking about this now and trying to put together this commission. She would not be doing this if she believed that Joe Biden was going to win, because they don't want to remove Democrats from office. They want to remove Trump in his second term. So we know that the Democrats realize Trump is going to win. So the upshot is they know Trump's going to win. And also, by the way, the GOP is winning most of the court challenges to the extended voting deadlines that have been put in place by Democrats and left-leaning judges, by the way, in swing states such as Michigan and Pennsylvania and so on. These are being overturned. And in addition to that, if there are more challenges that come up, the Republicans are going to have Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. So anything that goes to the Supreme Court is going to have, well, essentially a 6-3 majority of conservatives to progressives. And even if you don't think that Roberts is on the side of Trump, which he isn't, it's still a 5-4 majority. And Roberts will be probably pressured by Barrett and, you know, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh to fall into line with the Constitution a little more, by the way. So Trump's people really have this locked down. The only thing that can interfere with this is if there's some major event, and this could happen because the Democrats in the deep state are desperate, but some major event that would discourage people from going to the polls, such as a terrorism event, a dirty bomb, some kind of major attack, I don't know, an invasion from China or something, marching into Washington state, let's say. There could be some very crazy things that could take place that could still mess with this election. So it's not 100% locked in, but if the election proceeds as normal, then yeah, Trump wins, hands down. There's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden. And even the Democrats are super annoyed at Kamala Harris. She's just the most annoying person in the world to listen to. She's condescending. She's nasty. She looks down on everyone. Her record as a law enforcement prosecutor is horrendous. No one wants Kamala around in the White House. I mean, America already elected a black president in 2008, and they thought, oh, this is going to solve the racism problems. Nope. Obama used it to worsen the racial divide in America, just as Kamala would do. Because Democrats are all about division. They're all about stoking the fires of hatred and bigotry and racism, because they are racist. And frankly, the white American women who voted for Barack Obama, they're not going to vote for Kamala this time, because they see how nasty she is. They don't want to hear her condescending, snippety voice all day long. Nobody does. So Trump is going to win, almost certainly. And as a result, the left is going to activate its plans of total chaos. They are going to try to plunge this nation into post-election chaos. They're going to try to carry out a violent coup. And by the way, this recent FBI false flag terror event where they staged a fake kidnapping of the Michigan governor, this is exactly the kind of thing that the left is going to try to pull off. That thing was entirely a fabrication of the FBI. It was their agents that set this thing up. They sold it to the other members. They, you know, ran the whole idea. But nothing ever physically happened. No one was kidnapped. So it was just a bunch of people talking about it, is what it ended up being. But I think that's just the warm-up round for the left. They will do much more. Probably the FBI will engage in massive terrorism attacks on U.S. soil, you know, against, who knows, maybe against leftists so they can blame it on conservatives, just like with this Governor Whitmer situation. So I wouldn't be surprised if the FBI, working in conjunction with remnants of the deep state, like the John Brennan connected people or James Comey connected people, actually launch a dirty bomb attack in a major U.S. city run by the FBI, kind of like a 9/11 repeat in our modern day. I wouldn't be surprised at all. So be on the lookout for that, because they've got to discourage people from going to the polls. See, most Republicans are going to vote in person, whereas a lot of Democrats are using mail-in ballots because they're all locked down by Democrat governors. So before Election Day, Democrats may even appear to be in the lead, but that's before Election Day. The election hasn't even, you know, officially taken place yet. On Election Day, it's a red wave, a wave for Trump. And that night, we'll probably know that he's already won it. Now, they'll try to drag it out for a few days, but I don't think they'll succeed, because I think the outpouring for Trump is going to be so large. And frankly, if he wins Arizona and Florida, and of course he'll take Texas, all he needs is maybe one other swing state like Michigan or Pennsylvania, and he's got it. So look for a Trump win on election night or the very next day, and then that's when the left goes insane with the violence, maybe the attacks on the power grid, the attempted uprising, the attempted coup, the mass murder in the streets, whatever it takes in their mind, they're going to do it. They're going to carry out massive criminality and violence across America, riots, looting, arson. And that's when Trump will invoke the Insurrection Act. And that's when we will have troops on the streets for some period of time. And you will beg for it, as I've said many times. You will love it. You will ask for it because there will be so much chaos and anarchy that you will beg for the restoration of the rule of law. So we will have troops on the streets for some period of time. And that's when Trump will carry out the mass arrests of the left-wing deep state traitors, as well as the rioters. That's what we're looking at. And that period could last weeks or months. It's going to be an interesting time post-election. So stay informed. Follow me at naturalnews.com, of course, also brighteon.com, and the new Twitter alternative, brighteon.social. Thanks for listening.